Support for WYPR comes from the Park School of Baltimore's Saturday morning Rise and Shine activity sessions for children 3 to 5 years of age. Nature expedition through the Park School woods is April 20th. parkschool.net/shine.
Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss, and welcome to Sour Notes.
Okay, fingers crossed. Tax day is almost upon us, which, while not normally my favorite sort of thing, is still a harbinger of spring. So, and spring usually to me means
white wine. So take us, fearless leader, to the white wine pubs.
That sure is you. Thanks for the corny intro. Anyway, yeah, it sure is time for white wine. And I went out and bought a few. And I found some really lovely things. And I'll start with one from a region in Italy called Falerio. Light, fresh, dry, and affordable is my recipe for good springtime white wine. A Falerio is from the Marche region. And this is De Angelis' version of that wine. It's Trebbiano-based, and that's a really good start. But let's start with the aromas. It has yellow pears, sweet peas, and a touch of honey on it. And the wine really shines when you taste it. The best feature is the balance between the fruit tartness and the fruit sweetness. Now, the tart part, I think, is sort of like lime zest. And the fruity part is a lot like tangy honeydew melon. Texture is smooth, very agreeable acidity. Fantastic food wine. From our friend Frank Agostini comes Chateau Cousteau Grave. Now, this is a white Bordeaux from the southwest of France. It's a typical blend of Sauvignon Blanc and Semillon. And the wine shows a sophisticated tension between fresh fruit and bracing acidity. I pick up things like the telltale notes of Sauvignon Blanc, cut grass, honeydew melon, and a little floral component like honeysuckle. All this was very, very fresh smelling. On the palate, the wine is soft and slightly plump, and I think that's the Semillon kicking in. But it has offsetting acidity that reminds me of lime juice. Now, this would be first rate with seafood, particularly scallops in a creamy sauce. At $20, this is most definitely a Saturday night dinner wine. If you're planning to have folks over for a spring dinner, this is a good bet. Chateau Cousteau. Now, for my wine value of the week, this is what I found for $11, Hugh. It's amazing. Leccia Orvieto Classico 2019. The Orvieto is a very likable wine. It's made of a blend of Grechetto, Malvasia, and Trebbiano. And the wine has a lot of fruit and crisp acidity going for it. I like the mild aroma of straw, lemons, and apple blossoms. Very spring-like smell. And I also like the taste, which is light, crisp, and flavorful, with no notes of really harsh acidity or harsh tartness, but very, very sweet lemon, nice green pears, underripe pineapple. The smooth, round texture of the wine is very welcome, and I think it's a really good partner for the wine's acidic texture and the tartness in it. I really liked it, and I'm planning to have it with scallops and a cream sauce tonight.
That's good. I'm a big fan of Orvieto.
I am too. And what we're going to do here is we're going to put all of these choices on the website. You can look them up. And you can actually order right there from the website if any of them appeal to you. I think the spring is a great time for white wines like this. Italy has, in recent years, I think, just been knocking it out of the park with their white wines. So three good examples.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.